Welcome to Morning Sip. Sip and listen to what we've brewed up. Think of it as the most important meal of the day where you feel the rush after that first sip of your tea or coffee. Welcome to the first edition of Morning Sip. This is a 15-minute short where we sip and listen. If it's your first time listening or you're new to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast, this isn't the first one. Most of my content are full-length episodes about celebrating embarrassment in our lives. Mostly I reveal what women are thinking, but now I'm starting to include you guys too, you men. But, you know, most of the time, this is stuff that you're not saying out loud. My stories are real and true. More importantly, my goal is to empower you guys. Give you that dose of confidence that's going to help you realize your self-worth. Forget the mistakes, seriously. Bring those walls down, celebrate them, and keep them moving. I have so much to say to you guys that I just wanted to add another show so that we all could sip and listen to the Keep It 100 Girl Nation. Going forward, as always, you're going to have the same regularly scheduled episodes that will continue to drop every Tuesday on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and TuneIn Radio. That's not going to change. Morning Sip is going to drop every other Thursday. When you're done listening today, this is what I want you to do. I would love for you to tell me your feedback. Who knows? Maybe I'll amp it up and make it into a weekly show. Wink, wink. I'm your host, Nina Babel, from the Keep It 100 Girl Show, and you can find me on ninababel.com. So go ahead and grab your mug, your thermos, a glass, whatever works, and start sipping.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
Okay, so first let me set up the scene. I was on my way home and in the back seat of an Uber car. So you're going to hear some background noise as the car was moving. And next thing you know, this Uber driver and I are talking about marriage, divorce, the whole nine. And mainly it was him talking because I really didn't have much to contribute because I have never really been married. But it was short and sweet, and this was a 15-minute conversation packed, super packed with personal real-life nuggets that I wanted to share with you while you sip and listen at work, in the car, gym, or while you walk. It never fails, though, and I love it. For someone who didn't know me, he opened up quite a bit. And, you know, I don't know what it is, but people say I have a knack for that. But what you're going to hear is a guy's point of view about his failed marriage and divorce and what that all means. And this is how he coins it. This ain't what I signed up for. I mean, come on. How many of you have said this one time or another, not only to yourself, but to someone else? Maybe it was a relationship, marriage, your boss. But stay with me and we'll dig a little deeper into it. So we started the conversation by the driver really telling me how it all began for him.
I think for me, the biggest thing that kind of I didn't know going in, I didn't understand. Or I underestimated how important friendship is in a relationship. My ex-wife and I, we kind of just rushed to it. Dated her for about 7 months.
Proposed. Yeah. Oh my God.
Proposed. No friendship.
Was there pressure?
Yes and no. Yes, because number one, my parents were so adamant that I had to marry someone with a Nigerian background or else they weren't going to support the wedding.
Support
the marriage.
Okay.
So that was pressure. So that kind of limited my selection to a certain degree. And number two, I was, and I'm still a Christian, but I had very old school values of don't burn, so get married so you won't have premarital sex.
Oh.
I know.
But you probably had it anyway.
What, with her?
Well, were you a virgin when you got married?
No.
Okay, so you had premarital sex.
Exactly.
Too many of us rush, right? We rush to work. We rush because we're late. We rush into relationships. But seriously, what do you think about getting married after 7 months? Think about all the miscellaneous men and women you met and dumped before 7 months. Imagine if you married them. I'd rest my case, because I'd be divorced too. So this is what happened. I'm sure you already have a pretty good hunch what direction this slippery slope is headed?
I wasn't realistic.
Okay.
So we got married year one and a half. I was like, hold up, dog. This ain't what I signed up for.
Right.
Things started to go spiral. We were married for about 5 years, two beautiful kids. My son is 3, my daughter is 2. So for me, I thought it was the best decision to sever ties now.
Okay.
2 years. So that way, 2 years ago, so that way when they're grown up, they don't know what's going on. So now would be the time to do it.
Well, most people do the opposite, right?
Yeah.
They hang in for the kids. You couldn't do it.
After 5 years, he can now say that he wasn't being realistic. And more importantly, he did it for the kids.
I want my daughter to know what true love is through me.
Yeah.
I'm not giving a good example by, if I don't really love her, their mother.
Right.
It's not fair.
What's your true definition of love? How realistic is it? I say that because we all have different points of reference. For me, I could tell you it wasn't my parents when it comes to relationships. Shoot. My parents, they got married after 3 weeks.
My parents, I call it like the separated but married.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I can't say I knew no true love based on my grandparents, both of their relationships, because they were married over 60 years.
Uh-huh.
And you know, my parents got married after 3 weeks. So if that makes you feel any better. But they never got divorced. But they didn't live together for like 30 years. Do I know what true love is? I know that true father-daughter love. Have I been able to translate that to a relationship? Maybe that's been my downfall. Because that wasn't part of my daily life. But I know, like, for me to choose a partner, like, my father is my baseline. Like, someone would have to treat me the way he treated me. And I don't know if that's right or wrong.
That's absolutely right. I love it.
So if you're not coming like daddy did, sorry.
You cannot compete with the daddy's girl benchmark. But listen to how he validates himself.
So what happened was, and to your point, my ex-wife, her father is like this wealthy big shot in Nigeria. And, you know, I'm hustling and busting. And, you know, at the time, I didn't make the best financial decisions. Got a great job. I got 2 masters. I'm educated, but I just didn't make the best financial decisions. So for her, that level of security that her father provided, she kind of compared it to me.
Right.
And she lost respect for me.
Right.
Justifiably so. I respect her. I respect her thought process because, like you said, her father is the temple.
Yeah.
Her father is that benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not even mad at that. But for me, I thought it was best that we just abort mission.
Was it mutual?
This moment is clearly the icing on the cake right here. And it's so deep.
She's actually in Nigeria right now.
Oh.
So the icing on the cake is that she wanted me to go work for her father, and I didn't want to. That was the icing on the cake. We had issues. But to answer your question, in the beginning when I said, you know what, I went out, she was like, well, let's try to make it work for the sake of the kids.
Okay.
But it wasn't. Let's try to make it work because I love you.
Yeah.
And those are 2 totally different things.
Right.
Wow, he'll sign up for it again. But like everything, once we've been burned, there's always a caveat. There's always fine print. There's always somewhere to sign on the dotted line.
Would you get married again?
Absolutely.
Oh, you would.
I would. Marriage is beautiful with the right person.
Yeah.
But my threshold is friendship. Because at the end of the day, I realize, not to be gross, if this is the same pussy and dick you're having for the rest of your life, it gotta be something else.
I agree.
It gotta be something else. Because that shit will get boring.
Ha! It would.
I mean, no matter how many times he hit it, no matter how many times you climax, no matter how many times you do whatever, the shit will get boring.
Right.
It's like eating pizza all day, every day for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So it gotta be something. You gotta have some wings on the side. Gotta have a house salad.
Yeah.
So. What he learned, friendship. You can't make everybody happy, though.
Not even with eating pizza.
So, I definitely learned a lot about myself. And so I don't consider it as a loss. And then I got two beautiful angels. I don't consider it a loss, but I have learned a lot.
Were you young?
I was 27. I'm 30. Yeah. I was 27. Now I'm 35. So.
I liked how this guy really kept it 100 with me. It was authentic, it was genuine, and it was real. No matter how painful the truth is, celebrate it, just like how he has. He has learned to not only celebrate it, but learn that love comes to those who still have hope, especially after disappointment. So that wraps up this episode of Morning Sip. I hope you enjoyed today's gulp. What did you think? If you listen to this episode, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take a picture of you and your mug, and you're going to tweet it using the hashtag MorningSip. And if you don't use Twitter, you can always email me directly at nina@ninababel.com. But help me spread the word. Was this episode good for you? New episodes on the Keep It 100 Girls show drop every Tuesday on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Don't forget to rate and review the show in iTunes. I rely on it, and I'll tell you why. Because it helps me stand out, especially from the crowd. And it helps men and even women understand us and them better. You can also connect with me on social media. I love Twitter, Instagram, and especially Snapchat. And I've made it really, really easy for you. All you got to do is use the handle @NinaBabel. Don't forget to subscribe to The Friggin' Truth, and you can find that on ninababel.com. But let's keep it 100. Smooches!